mic on?
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. I just wanted to take a minute to thank Folk Alliance again for having us here this week. I'm with Americana Fest. That'll be September 15th through the 20th in Nashville. We hope you'll join us. How many Steve Poltz fans do we have? You're in for quite a ride. Without further ado, Steve Poltz.
Good to see you. You're about to watch a show star to me. I don't know what you're about to hear or see. Truth is, I have no plan at all. There's a good chance that off this stage I'll fall. My body ain't quite what it used to be. My hair ain't the color it once was. My style icon is Emmylou Harris, mixed with a little Dawn was. I lie on stage, I lie in songs, I lay my troubles down. Hey, stick it out with me, kid, I mean, what else is there to do? This godforsaken deep fried bacon town. Yeah, you bought the tickets, you paid the cash, you got the car, you moved your ass. You brought a friend or an awkward date to some you love that they're probably gonna hate. Well, it's music, sweet music. I'm emo, I'm screamo, I'm country, and I'm folk. Americana, if you wanna, I'm old-fashioned, but I'm woke. I'm everything to everyone, I'm Jesus, and I'm Buddha too. Don't panic, I'm organic, I'm too scared to be satanic. But mostly I'm just here to sing for you. Well, I played a lot of shows across this world, but tonight's the best I'll ever play. I'm handing you a pearl. My G-string might snap in two. My face might turn from red to white to blue. But it's not because I'm dying. Hey, I'm just patriotic. When we all connect like Legos, yeah, we all are symbiotic. I die on stage, I die in songs, I try to work it out. Just stick it out with the kid, I mean, what else is there to do? This crap you're making, earthquake shaking town. Yeah, you bought the tickets, you paid the cash, you got the car, you moved your ass. You brought a friend or an awkward date to some you love that they're definitely gonna hate. It's music, sweet music. I'm emo, I'm screamo, I'm Grateful Dead post-stroke. Americana, if you wanna, I'm old-fashioned, but I'm broke. I'm everything to everyone, I'm Jesus, and I'm Buddha too. Don't panic, I'm organic, too scared to be satanic. Mostly I'm just here to sing on the fifth floor to you. Well, I know what you're thinking, what the hell? This guy just wrote a whole entire song about himself. And the truth is, I do it all the time. For me, it's therapeutic, and I hope that you don't mind. Well, I probably owe you money, cause you're my therapist. And I'm kinda like your escort. I cry on stage, I cry on songs, I try to work it out. Hey, stick it out with me, kid, I mean, what else is there to do? And this hemp clothes making, tincture taking, sourdough baking, late day waking, spare change taking, traffic making, release the kraken. I must be mistaken, I'm in the wrong town. Mostly I'm just here to sing for you. song I wrote with my best pal, guy, friend that I know. I have a lot of people I know in this world that I make fun songs up with, and that one was with my friend Anthony DaCosta. Yeah. Do you guys know him? Anthony comes over to our house in Nashville every morning, and we took him in like a stray cat and fed him oatmeal, and now he comes every day. And we have written so many songs together. It's crazy, and I have this really cool room upstairs at my house in Nashville. It's a cool songwriting room. And I was never gonna move to Nashville, and I was just gonna stay in San Diego my whole life, because we had immigrated to the United States of America and became US citizens years ago. I was born in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. And so my dad was in the RCAF, which is the Royal Canadian Air Force, and he met my mom in Montreal. My mom moved there because she had grown up in Cape Breton, and so she was a Cape Bretoner. But she went to Montreal to teach English, and my dad met her in 1955, and then I was born in February 19th, 1960, in Nova Scotia, in Halifax, in the infirmary to the Sisters of Charity. And so that means my birthday's coming up, and I'll be the big 6-0.
Yeah.
Crazy. Try by my birthday to be able to do 60 push-ups. That's my goal. So, where am I at? 10. So anyway, I was living in San Diego, and Sharon, like every rock star needs their girlfriend to be named Sharon, so you can go, Sharon! So, Sharon's great. She's like a really good partner to me. So she said, I think you should move to Nashville. You've lived in San Diego so long. And we got in this argument, and you ever get in an argument with the one you love and you say something so stupid that later you regret it? I have to say what I said just to get it off my chest, because it sometimes keeps me awake at night. We got in a huge fight. I was like, I'm not moving from San Diego. This was 4 years ago. And she says, yes, you are. And I said, I'm not moving from San Diego. I am San Diego. But the thing is, I wasn't being facetious. Like, I meant it at that moment. That's how mad I was. And then the moment I got to Nashville, I was like, oh, all my other friends live here. They took Anthony in like a stray cat. And then everybody was coming over because they wanted to write songs. Like, Billy Strings come over. We write songs, Molly Tung. And so all these friends come over. Maya DeBetria, we're always writing songs. That's what everybody does. And so the other day, Lindsay Lou came over to my house. Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. And I go, I got this really neat thing I'm working on. Let's finish this and we'll write one for your record. Because sometimes you just know certain ones are for you and certain ones are for them. And when you co-write in Nashville or anywhere, you'll play an idea of a snippet you have, or some you'll bring in. And if you're not into it, rather than going, I don't like that, this is how you say it in a polite way in Nashville. You go, what else you got? Because you don't want to bum them out. So I played the first verse for Lindsay Lewin. She was like, oh my God, I love this. Let's do this. And you can tell, like, you can't fake that. So this is a song I wrote with Lindsay Lewin. First time that I saw you, you were on your couch and you were leaning back. Maybe late for a train or late for a plane or maybe a heart attack. You had a wild streak in your eyes. Man, I loved your guts. I knew I'd follow you anywhere. No ifs, ands, or buts. And the second time that I saw you, I wanted you so bad. I had to get permission from your mother, then go upstairs and ask your dad. He had a shotgun sitting there right between his legs. He said, go out and give me some whiskey, some weed, and a dozen eggs. Let's stay together like birds of a feather. Baby, we're tethered. Let's stay together. Your house again, I needed a real good inspection. I'm must admit, I fell in love with your record collection. There wasn't one dud, no, nothing you could waste. I gotta tell you, babe, you got spectacular taste. It was Christmas time, we were walking slow, and the snow was starting to fall. So we went back inside under the mistletoe. I kissed you in the hall. And the choirs of angels are singing the songs a little bit out of tune. So we put on some David Olney and slow danced under the moon. Let's stay together like birds of a feather. Baby, we're tethered. Baby, we're tethered. Let's stay. Let's stay together. Man, nothing better than Folk Alliance. Everyone's a singer. Dishes at a local bar, and I'll save up some cash and buy a brand new used car. Then we'll go south and get us some room on an organic farm. I'll get your name tattooed right here in the middle of my arm. Or we might run out of cash and join the crew just to dig in the ditch. But I got a guitar in my hand and my fingers are starting to twitch. It can be hard being a singer, finding a decent place to play. Well, there's bodies littered along the side of the folk highway. Let's stay together. Can make me forget about all the bad news. It's the way that you grimace, the way you make your hips shake. Well, everything about you is a visible earthquake. You can treat this life just like it's an old board game, the kind you keep in the closet, you bring out when it starts to rain. Dust it off, lend a smile, maybe roll the dice. Try to be patient, try to be kind. It ain't that hard to be nice. Let's stay together like birds of a feather.
Like birds of a feather.
Maybe we're tethered. That thing is crazy. I was with my friends, the Rainbow Girls, and okay, so I'm going on Kayamo next week, which is a 7-day cruise, and it's like songwriter thing. Got to do it with John Prine before, and with Richard Thompson and the Wood Brothers and stuff. But Jam Cruise is totally different. People dress up like furry animals, and they're all high on drugs. So it's so out of control. So I was going on after Ivan Neville. It's a tough gig. So I'm in the atrium of the boat. It's packed. There's like 1,000 people just grooving. Ivan Neville has a full band. And then he goes, overtime, you got like 15-minute crossover, and everybody's just leaving. I'm sitting on my way, hello. And they came back in, and it got good. But man, it was really fun, but we parked the boat in Mexico. I call it the boat. It's like a huge cruise ship with 3,000 people. And we stop in Costa Maya, Mexico. And now I've been sober 15 years, right? Yeah. So it's crazy. 15. So I go into the bathroom to take a piss. I'm standing up. And everything. And we're at this restaurant where all the workers go, right? I'm like, I'm pissing. And then this guy comes in. He's got a tie-dye shirt on. I know he's in Jam Cruise. Like, you can just tell. He's got a furry animal hat on. So he goes, hey, man, you mind if I lock the door? And I'm like, I go, and I'm originally from Canada, and we don't like to upset people, so I go, I guess so. I was gonna go, I don't think I want you to lock the door, but he locked it. So then he pulls out like an 8-ball of cocaine and he starts snorting it. He's like got his beak and it's like, and he looks at it, he's like Scarface. And right at that moment, he looks at me and he goes, here you go, bro. And now I've been sober 15 years, but at that 1 minute, I was like, that looks like a pretty good idea. Like, it's just in my head, like, yeah. And then I knew if I just did one key bump, I'd feel it going down my throat. All bets would be off. I'd be naked in the middle of an intersection at 10 in the morning, directing traffic in Mexico. And I would not have gotten back on the ship. So I'm just glad that I did not do that. I made it. That's what they say in the meetings. Play the tape to the end. So, and I looked out on the boat, I was like, golly, that was crazy. So driving around the country, being a folk singer, as you guys know, there's a lot of singers in here. I think nobody realizes, like right now I'm under the bright lights, but all those hours we've spent hopping equipment upstairs, loading in, faulty cables not working, beers that smell bad like somebody vomited on them, your guitar goes out, you get in a car accident, you get a flat, and all these things that go wrong. But then there's the good side, driving around Kentucky in the Highlands, and you get lost. And if you're like me, and you're into collecting good denim, and as a kid, your mom only wanted you to have Sears Tough Skins, and they were 50-50, and you knew you wanted Levi's, it was 1967. You're on search for good denim wherever you go, in cool Western shirts and stuff. And I found myself in Kentucky at a Holler, and I saw the coolest thrift store you ever seen, with clothes, beautiful clothes. And there was an old Woody Guthrie t-shirt. And I was like, I'm buying this. It was the kind of thing when you're in a thrift store where your heart starts pounding. And I grabbed that Woody Guthrie shirt. I was like, this is so cool. And I went back inside the house to buy it. And there was three guys there. And I go, yeah, I'd like to get the shirt. And they go, what are you doing in our house? So then I become Canadian again. And I go, I'm sorry. And I wanted that shirt, so I ran, and I kept it, and I got in my rental car and drove away. And those three guys were there, and I stole that Woody Guthrie shirt. And I feel bad about it, so I thought I would make an amends, probably, because that might have been the thing that was going to lead me to want to do the line of coke with the guy with the furry animal hat on, but I didn't. So as I was driving away, I said, man, who are those guys? And I named them the hand-me-down dudes. And as I was driving, I wrote them a song. And this song is called The Hand-Me-Down Dudes. And it would not have existed had I not got lost. Here's the song. She said the hand-me-down dudes was coming in June and to fix our washing machine real soon. She said the hand-me-down dudes wasn't looking so hot, but the hand-me-down dudes was a high on pot. The hand-me-down dudes didn't have no direction. The hand-me-down dudes wasn't good at inspection. The livers were black and red and blue. The hand-me-down dudes didn't even have a clue. They rode on a bus wearing dresses and clogs. They ate pork and beans and cold hot dogs. They caused a little ruckus in the back of the alley. A mean old drunk called one of them Sally. They sliced him up like a piece of salami and propped him up like he was origami. The hand-me-down dudes didn't have no remorse. The teeth were filthy as the mouth of a horse. The hand-me-down dudes liked to give each other wedgies. They only ate meat and threw out all the veggies. The hand-me-down dudes liked huffing gas from a brown paper bag till they fell on their ass. The hand-me-down dudes was creepy and porny. They walked around looking hungry and horny. The hand-me-down dudes couldn't fix a carburetor. They were left too long in the incubator. The people say the granny used to drop them on their heads and made them sleep in old wet beds. The hand-me-down dudes had tongues made of gristle. They couldn't form a sentence without making a whistle. They spent a lot of time in their noses just picking. They never got sick, they could eat raw chicken. The hand-me-down dudes made crystal meth. in a trailer in the Ozarks, and they looked like death. They finally showed up to fix a washing machine, but they couldn't even fix it, man. They're part of the scene. But she don't mind, because she was lonely as a dog, waiting for her master to come home through the fog. Hand-me-down dudes all live in a big tent. Some sleep on the floor and some in the basement. I heard there was a story in the New York Times with an interactive feature with the map of their crimes. The hand-me-down dudes got a lawyer from the Ozarks. They're back on the streets. They're hungry as sharks. The hand-me-down dudes are legends in the making. If you got what they want, it's theirs for the taking. The hand-me-down dudes. The hand-me-down dudes. The hand-me-down dudes. The hand-me-down dudes. I had this manager, I don't want to say his name, but he's here somewhere. I love him, don't get me wrong. I just don't want him to get mad because I would be talking about him on stage. But he manages a band called the Blind Boys of Alabama. And he manages a friend of mine named Paul Thorne. Anyways, he was my manager for years, and I won't say his name. Anyways, Charles Drebe goes to me. He goes, Poltsy, you're unmanageable. And then he goes, I think you need to go to Folk Alliance. This is like 15 years ago, 14 years ago. I've gotten out of my band, the Rugrats, was playing all these punk rock bars, just gotten sober. And I go, I don't want to go to Folk Alliance. Bullshit, man. I'm not paying to go to a conference. I play CBGBs. So he goes, you're going to go. So I went begrudgingly. It was my first time at Folk Alliance. And I walked around, I was the first timer, and I was scared. And I was intimidated. And by the last day, I went, oh, this is so cool. This is like a sisterhood. This is a brotherhood. This is amazing. So I said, I'm coming back next year and having more fun. And I started to come here every year. And I look out in the audience right now, and I'm looking at festivals I've played. I mean, right there's Liz, who booked me at Mariposa Folk Festival. I'm having friends that have like cool house concert series like the Purple House Concert in Tallahassee. And it just gets better and better. And so does my sobriety. So it led to more stuff happening. So I gotta tell you, man, I'm a true, I'm like an Amway salesman right now. Like, here's the pyramid. No. No, I want to thank Folk Alliance because it has been so good, and I have lifetime friends. My friends are doing the vision over here. It's Mark Lindsay. Yeah, getting people free eye exams. I went to college with him. I mean, we are making connections, and I really believe we are making the world better. We leave here from this, and we're glowing, and we go back to our communities, and we're planning other shows and bars, house concerts, festivals. People are starting their own festivals. And I'm telling you, man, it gets better, but you just gotta stick to it. And that's why I'm here tonight, because I'm no longer a folk singer, I'm a motivational speaker. My friends to be happy. Woo! 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 I want all my friends to find love. I want all my friends to share good things and be blessed by the light from above. have to crawl through the streets in a tank. I want all my friends to have kitchens stocked up with bountiful food. the theme of this show, stick-to-itiveness. Because I just looked to my right and I saw Casey Turner. I was like, that dude had faith in me and brought me to a house concert in San Francisco, and only 12 people showed up. 12 and a half, because the one guy was drunk. So 12 people showed up. And now we're selling out Swedish American Hall, Hot Monk, Dovato, and he's like a young Bill Graham.
Yeah.
It's great. Good people. Thank you so much to Americana for allowing me to play your lovely showcase. Now, some of the, all these moments go by of my favorite Folk Alliance moments, and probably my favorite one was my friend Anthony DaCosta was rushing to one of these rooms this size to play with the late, great Jimmy LaFave. And man, it was a beautiful but heartbreaking set. And LaFave died soon thereafter. But he did this song, and it's such a cool Bob Dylan song. And it's off of the Dylan album, Time Out of Mind. And I don't want us to ever forget Jimmy LaFave. And so, I'm gonna do this song that Bob Dylan wrote, dedicated to my good friend, Mr. Henry Diltz. See the lady next to Henry Diltz? That's Liz Scott. So she runs the Mariposa Folks Festival, and I was learning this song because Jimmy LaFave had just died, and she drove me to a gig in the snow, and we listened to this song 100 times in a row to memorize the words. And when we got up, she still wasn't mad at me. Said, I can't wait for you to sing it. When I sang it, she sat there and cried. Thank you, Liz, for all your friendship and patience over the years. Shadows have fallen, and I've been here all day. It's too hot to sleep. Time is running away. Like my soul is turned into steel. I still got the skies, they're the sound in me. There's not even room enough for me to be anywhere. It's not dark yet, it's getting there. Well, I've been to London, and I've been to Gay Perry. I followed the river, and I got to the sea. For nothing in anyone's eyes. Sometimes my burden is more than I can bear. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. Born here and I'll die here against my will. I know it looks like I'm moving, but I'm standing still. Every nerve in my body is so vacant and numb. I can't even remember what it was came here to get away from. I can't even hear the murmur of a prayer. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening to me tonight. My name's Steve Poles. God bless you.